You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Yeah, buddies, Amber and Billows in, and we are live from Banjo's for our 1,000th show.
It's time for Naughty or Sporty 640, but I'm feeling a little exposed.
No, here in public.
Like, usually I'm hidden in my nice little studio without an audience.
This is our 1,000th show. You have to do what you
naughty
would normally...
Naughty or Sporty at 640.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, welcome, Banjos. You are welcome.
Today,
in
the middle of Banjo's Bakery, so I'm looking over my shoulder a little bit.
Feeling a little exposed, aren't we?
We've got a naughty story.
All right, bring it on.
It's naughty today. A speed dating event in New York City called Hung Night.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Two women looking for well-endowed men.
I feel
again,
like...
we're in the middle of Banjos.
Look, I hate to be this guy, but flip these roles around, and it's like, this is a speed dating event for men who love large-breasted women. Uproar.
They probably have them.
You can't get upset for probably things.
Yeah.
Only things that you know exist.
So, Lucy Vasquez. She says that if you believe that size doesn't matter, you probably haven't done it enough. There is so many people.
This is so uncomfortable to do with people all around. Okay. Well,
anyway,
I'm going to ask the question on everyone's lips, Amber.
Okay.
How are they screening the men going into this event?
I would like to know as well. Now, apparently 7 inches is the minimum requirement.
Yeah.
But I don't have the details on how they figure it out.
I mean, could it be anything to do with our naughty story yesterday with that woman who swears she was deleting all of the penis pics she was getting?
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't know. Is there like a line at the door? You show your ID, you have to show your pain, and then I don't know.
So 7 inches is a minimum.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's good to know that I'd be a Platinum Club member.
All right, mate. Come off it.
We're doing it live from Banjo's Bakery this morning, and we're going down memory lane a little bit. Now, this happened probably 3 years ago. I was hosting bingo out of the Redcliffs pub, and I came in the next morning just giddy because I'd bumped into a Hollywood actor at the Redcliffs pub. And I said to Amber, it was Jesse Spencer. And Amber looked at me like I just invented a person. I'm like, he was on Neighbours. He was on House. He's currently on Chicago Fire. Mm-hmm. And Amber's just looking at me, just shaking her head. She's like, look, if you want to do the bit on air, I'm fine with that, but I don't know who you're talking
Our
about.
Our show's 50-50.
Yep, that's right.
So, you had that pass, but I had no idea who Jesse Spencer was.
Absolutely
you were buzzing,
no idea.
Though.
I was, but we put the call out because he asked me, and he actually called in, and it made my day. Have a listen. Amber, what we're doing now was not planned at all, but last night at the Redcliffs pub, I was hosting bingo, and there was a celebrity in the building. We asked if he was listening, because he asked me for a shout-out last night, which blew my mind. We asked if he's listening to call us on 13 12 16. Amber, on the line, we have former Neighbours alumni, former star of House on, I don't know what network, and current star of Chicago Fire on NBC. I'm so excited. Welcome, Jesse Spencer. How you doing, man?
How you doing, mate?
My new best friend in the world. I'm just so happy you've called, mate. First up, the question everyone wants to know, what are you doing in Redcliffs?
Well, I was coming in to play some bingo, and we had a little deal, I believe, that you were going to help me win some pots, but that never turned out.
Yes.
I didn't win anything, so I'm here to say, what the hell happened?
Well, no, Billows is such a stickler. He would not give away a free pot to anyone.
No,
tonight.
Nothing.
No,
I was sitting there going, we had a little deal, and then it didn't turn out. So, where's my pot?
Not even his new proclaimed best friend, Jesse Spencer. You won't even give a free pot to him.
I run a clean bingo show at the Redcliffs pub. Thank you very much. Mate, so you're in Redcliffs. You're going camping with your boys. Is that right?
Yeah. We're just passing through. So we came in for a few beers, which turned into a few more beers. So we're all kind of struggling this morning. We're meant to be out of here by 7.
Well, close enough.
Mate, we'll up it next year. I'll bring a few more people down.
Next round's on me, all right?
Yeah, we'll turn into a yearly thing.
And I never saw him again.
And still to this day, I don't know who the hell Jesse Spencer is.
Yeah, Amber is Googling him again right now and just like, nope, nah, does not even ring a bell.
Not familiar
you
at all.
You are useless.
You were so proud of that, though.
I was. It was a great day and you pooped all over it.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours. Which one will it be? Oh,
would you rather?
Amber, today's Would You Rather, I'm going to give you a personal assistant.
Okay. Oh.
This personal assistant...
Where are they?
...can either tell you when you're about to make a good decision or when you're about to make a bad decision.
Well, that doesn't seem like a...
No. Amber, in your life, let's be honest, which one of these could you use more? Because I honestly don't know the answer.
Okay.
I mean, the good decision one would probably be redundant after about the first day.
Hi.
The bad decision one would get RSI from shaking her head too much. It's like, oh, Amber, don't do that. That's a bad decision.
Wow, okay.
So they can only do one or the other.
Yep. So even if they know it's a bad... If I choose the good decision one...
If you...
And they know it's a bad decision, they can't say anything.
They won't say anything.
Okay.
Or if you make a neutral decision, they won't say anything.
Okay.
It's just if you were to pick the good one, and you're like, I think I'm going to have this for lunch today, and you look to them, they're like, yeah, nailed it. That's what you feel like, and you're going to feel better after it.
What about, like, picking Netflix shows and stuff like that?
They can help with that. That's a great one. You're not going to regret that decision.
Okay.
But again, if it's just an okay, if it's good, if it's bad, they're not going to tell you anything.
They're not going to say anything.
But if it's if you pick the other one, and you're like, oh, I might watch this, and you look over and they're just like, don't do that. You're going to regret that one.
I'm just trying to decide if I make more bad choices or good choices.
This should be a quick decision.
Oh, hey.
You lobbed that straight up. What were you expecting me to say to that?
Okay, I'm going to pick good decision.
Are you sure?
Because sometimes I just need someone to say, you know what? Yes. Yes, Amber. Good choice.
It'd be rare, wouldn't it, though? Like, let's be brutally
you
honest.
Are so annoying. Amber and Billow's in live from Banjo's this morning, celebrating 1,000 shows.
Yeah, come on down to Banjo's. Fill in your name and pop it in the entry form and you could win $1,000. We're drawing that before the end of the show. But right now we've been going down memory lane a little bit, revisiting our 1,000 shows. And what we're going to talk about now is probably the biggest thing that happened to this show.
Yes. It was a day... similar to many others.
Yeah, that's right. It was...
It didn't feel like a very different day.
No.
We were just taking your calls on how you avoid swooping season and getting swooped by magpies.
Yeah, that's right. And it was one of those things that we just could not have imagined how much this innocent little phoner was going to put Mildura on an international stage.
Let's remember the moment that started the infamous magpie video. It's swooping season, Sunraysia.
Certainly is, and people are getting swooped left, right, and centre. Not me, because, you know, magpies recognise. Knows I'll go after its family.
I imagine that they want, like, redemption after all those Hopeton days that I've heard about from when you're purposely getting chased by magpies. But they are vicious, like... They are intensely vicious little birds.
They certainly are. So we opened the phone on 13, 12, 16. What we wanted to know is, have you got any tips to keep the magpies at bay?
Yep.
And where are the hotspots around town? Who have we got, Amber?
Joining us on the line now, we've got James. Hello.
Hello.
Are you calling with a hotspot or a tip to prevent maggies?
Tip to prevent, but just one thing. My dad, when he was younger, actually had part of the beak of the magpie broken off in his head.
Oh my god!
That's next level vicious.
So it's a good thing to do, wear your cap backwards and put your sunglasses on the back of your cap.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Cap backwards, sunglasses on your cap, and they think you're looking at them, I guess. Wow.
That's right.
Okay, that's a good tip. We should try that.
Awesome. James, thanks for your call, mate.
No worries.
And Chrissy on 13, 12, 16. Good morning.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
It's swooping season, Chrissy. We wonder if you've got any tips on how to keep the maggies away when you're on your bike.
Yep, I do. I've only had to use this one once, but it totally worked. If you're riding along and you haven't got anything, then if you just get some branches, like from gum trees and stuff, and stick them in your helmet, it looks ridiculous, but I swear to God it works.
Wow.
So that keeps the magpies away.
Yep.
And I imagine it also keeps away attractive members of the opposite sex. So, I mean,
win-win. Well, probably.
Yes, and, well, we all know how that turned out.
Ah! since then, we have been, oh, you particular, obviously in the spotlight, National Geographic, MTV, the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
And these people haven't just jacked this video and used it on their shows. They've flown film crews here to Sunraysia to sit down and interview Amber about the entire process.
The Magpie video was the most slapped together, off-the-cuff idea that we had. I just said, I think I'll go get, I'll film myself getting swooped by a magpie today.
Yeah.
And so I went and did that.
Yeah, I pretty much went, have fun with that. I'm going to go home and sleep on the couch. Look, in hindsight, maybe I should have gone along.
If we knew then what we know now.
Oh, yes, yes. No, it's been quite millions of views on Facebook. Thousands of unsolicited inbox messages to Amber that she probably doesn't need. But, yeah, that was definitely the biggest thing that's ever happened to this show.
What a fluke.
Oh, God.
What a spectacular fluke.
Beautiful, beautiful fluke.
Amber and Billow's in celebrating 1,000 shows this morning down here at Banjo's Bakery.
It's been a really great, like 1,000 shows. It's a fair old milestone, which we're really, really proud of. But there is a bit of an ulterior motive for us coming down here to Banjo's and to celebrate the 1,000 shows because we do have a bit of an announcement.
Yes. It seems fitting that after working together for 4.5 years and down here today celebrating our 1,000th show, that I let you all in on a bit of a secret.
It's an open secret.
Yeah, it's probably the worst kept secret. Apart from your pregnancy.
Yeah, that was pretty badly kept
secret. This is probably the worst kept secret in Sunraysia at the moment. But I have accepted a new job in radio in Queensland.
Yes, so this will be, we've got 3 more shows. Wednesday will be Amber and Billows, the last edition. So today's 1,000.
Yeah.
We're going to get to 1,003.
Yes. Should have finished on 1,000, but I can't leave just yet. I love you too much, Sunraysia. I just don't want to go yet.
This is, like, obviously, it's bittersweet because I'm sad I'm losing my friends moving away. My work wife is leaving me. But you're going on to better things, which makes it really, really exciting. And I just could not be prouder of the fact that you've been snapped up by a bigger market and you're off to Queensland. You're getting away from this goddamn cold.
It is. It's very cold. I'm looking forward to some warmer weather and you've made me cry in the middle of Banjo's. So thank you for that.
At least it's not me crying on air for once. God, that seems to be my shtick at the moment.
But I will still have a few more days with you, Sunraysia. Sorry.
But we've still got, like you said, we've got a few more days that we can still celebrate. And you're not dying.
Calm I'm not down. Dying. No. I'm coming back.
Bigger
eventually,
and better things.
But,
And we're going to watch very closely on how your career goes because all me, everyone at the office here and all of Sunraysia just wants to see you just keep succeeding and spreading your wings and you're going to absolutely kill it. We couldn't be prouder of you, mate.
Too kind. Thank you, guys. Thanks.